tranche. Tranche? Is that? I've heard the word tranche recently in the news. T-R-A-N-C-H-E. A tranche of arms, like a hidden supply, I think it means.
Really?
Of arms, yeah. I've got a tranche of candy at home that I'm going to bring in. Well, I run a, you might have heard of it, I run a little wiffle ball camp by the name of Bill's Wiffling Camp.
Oh.
I go down to 73rd Street to the wholesaler there.
The William Wifflers.
Yeah. That was a team at one point.
I can get you even cheaper stuff probably from the flea market when it's open.
Food from a flea market? No thanks. Right? That doesn't sound right. I don't want expired food.
I've got
hear me, John?
I've got the two younger sisters, right? And so one of my sisters is just like me. When we would go out for Halloween, our candy would be gone within days. My other sister was one of those that saved her candy, but she would hide it from us because she knew that we would find it and eat it. Or we'd eat it if we found it. We would always find it around mid-July. And then we would get upset with her that this candy was stale that we were stealing from her.
You'd be upset that the candy was
Yeah, we'd be like, what's wrong? This candy's too old.
It doesn't seem like you're in the right there.
I had some.
I think that's the point.
Yeah.
I had some candy in the closet for 4 years because Ribfest got cancelled. So I just took it into work. I just never told anyone. It was 4 years old.
What? Wait. What does it have to do with Ribfest? Because of COVID.
Because we used to give. We used to do this thing to get emails at Ribfest where you did a competition, but we to entice people in. You know, you got a bit of.
So you'd have a little stand at Ribfest?
Yeah.
For the lodge?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But anyway, yeah, I just took it in the end. I was like, it's 4 years old. It's fine.
Yeah, you're not,
I'm not fussy about not, that.
That's what we found with our wily Wullabies that were approaching
expired.
Expiration.
Yeah, they weren't even expired.
Yeah, right? And
they're gone. Somebody ate them. Are they still over there? He wants candy.
Somebody
hit
him.
Candy.
Somebody
He's got his tooth going over here, his sweet tooth.
You want a Wullaby?
Yeah, give him.
No, I'm
him.
Fine.
Come on.
I'll have some Chalky when I get home.
He likes Chalky. I didn't bring my own glassies. What do you call glasses in
Specs.
English? Specs? That's what they call them?
Biffs.
Here? Biffs? Throw Biffs. Me my glassies. I'll
the
take two? A two, yeah. I look like Dame Edna in these fucking things.
What happened to your, what were they called?
I still have, yeah.
And those abysmal efforts. What happened to them?
No, I still have them. I'm still wearing them, despite you saying I look like a villain. I asked a couple people, I'm like, no, you don't look like a villain.
You look like the creation of the classic British comedian Les Dawson, who had a character called Cosmo Smallpiece, who was a creepy man.
Cosmo Smallpiece, meaning small penis?
No, just
small piece.
I don't know. Cosmo small piece. I'll show you a picture. I was thinking about who else he looked like, and now I was thinking, oh, he looks like Cosmo small piece. There you go. That's what you look like in them.
Thanks, Cosmo small piece.
All
is a
our
pig.
Listeners, Google Cosmo small piece now.
He's a pig. He looks. I don't want to say who he looks like now because I'm basically calling that guy a pig.
Great glasses though. Wise investment.
And those don't look like my frames. My frames are better than that. I want to say, although I can't see them now at a distance, it looks fantastic in here. We've got the framed poster on the wall, all cleaned up, hanging there with the cat, the Jesus clock, and the certificate that I earned for...
Certificate's too high, isn't it, in hindsight?
In hindsight?
Hindsight.
Hindsight, hindsight.
Should go hindsight. Over the printer. Yeah. Synchronized watches, Commander Bond.
We're good on that. That's that clock is the right time. 12:26.
It's a couple minutes off. A little slow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a little slow. Yeah. My watch is
As
a little
indeed
slow.
Indeed, are we?
Well, good day, friends. Welcome to the program. We just had lunch out in the. What do you call that room?
In the lobby.
That's the lobby.
That's the lobby.
Well, that's also the bar.
It's the bar area, lobby area. Interchangeable.
Yep. We just had lunch out there. I brought my own lunch. I made it at home, a little eggplant sandwich. And I brought these two, Nathan's hot dogs. How are they sitting in the belly?
Just fine.
Yeah?
It'll be moving by about 2 o'clock.
Yeah. As I was getting those today at the, whatever you call that rotunda thing where they put these discount items at Jewel, there were two youth there perusing the selection, and they were looking at the pizza puffs. And one of the kids said to him, yeah, what, I want to eat that out of diarrhea by sixth period.
That's pretty advanced.
Yeah, but they still bought them.
Yeah.
But they
of course, but just
they predicted
know,
their diarrhea
just to
from
know
those.
That. Yeah, I don't think I was thinking about that when I was in school.
You weren't forecasting your diarrhea or
although I wasn't buying pizza puffs midday either.
Yeah, that a pizza puff is like eating diarrhea.
Yeah. I don't see the appeal.
Yeah.
I've had one or two. They're just not.
Any food that has that as the description is not a good food.
What, pizza puff?
Any food that somebody says, I have a huge issue with bad, and then doesn't really know what to say next. That means it's bad.
I have a huge issue with the price.
The price of the pizza puff?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, so.
There's nothing to them.
I'm glad you brought that up. Today, a pizza puff, and I should have got these for you guys, but geez.
I'm glad you didn't. I wouldn't have wanted it. Really. The fried food, the hot dog was...
Well, they're baked. I don't think they're dropping them in the fryer.
Really? No.
You think they're dropping them in a fryer? 100%. At one point, they were probably fried, but then they're frozen and then reconstituted a different way, I think. But today, Mark, they're $3.49 each, which I know is a lot
for
you.
Prohibitive,
but it's buy one, get one free. So maybe stop by on the way home and get one for you and one for the missus.
I just dropped the missus off for a... birthday, she's doing a birthday trip with her twin sister.
Is that right?
Yep.
Where are they going?
They're going to Florida to Key West because they're both turning the big 6'5" this year.
Gosh, she looks fantastic for 6'5". 6'5", not her height, right?
definitely not her
for
height.
For her age. She looks like a 40-year-old or in her 40s. Well,
she does take care of herself. But
she does?
Yeah, she doesn't. Doesn't partake in the bad habits.
Yeah. Okay. So here's some deals. I've never heard you mention these deals, and I only go in there in the afternoon. But if you go to Jewel in the morning, you can get JoJo's breakfast dollar deals. These things are all a dollar. The English muffin sandwich, which egg and cheese or sausage and cheese, the breakfast stick. Which is a pancake and turkey sausage.
Gross.
I think it's a sausage wrapped in some kind of pancake.
It doesn't matter what it is with a name like that.
The breakfast stick.
Come on.
On Monday, I gave my wife a breakfast stick.
Hey-o.
Mini pancakes for a dollar, 4-count French toast sticks, and 1-count of hash brown.
Preaching to the wrong choir.
Why? You've already been?
No, I don't do cooked breakfasts.
Oh, that's right. You do the porridge.
Do porridge and orange.
Orange juice? Orange juice slice?
Orange slices.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't imagine starting my day with any of those.
Okay, but what if you bought them in the morning and ate them for lunch? These are some nice...
No, just don't appeal.
Yeah.
Eggs are terrible for you, though. Did you know that? They say there's worse than any kind of meat.
Really?
Cholesterol, maybe, I guess. Yeah.
Funnily enough, I almost brought eggs for you guys.
Ooh. I do eat them a little bit.
Well, we...
Time and again.
We got the 2-for-1 deal at Jewel, which is 24 eggs, way too many. And then Heather's friend from rural Ohio, who has a farm, came and dropped off another dozen.
Of farm fresh eggs?
Fresh
eggs. You got to toss those Jewel factory
so now
farm
we're,
eggs.
Now we're at 36 eggs, which is basically a lifetime supply.
Oh, yeah, we go through the eggs in my house. How about you?
Yeah, you know what's funny? Eggs are normally on my grocery list, but remember when I sent you guys a picture of... We had just been talking about eggs, and there's some reason I sent you this picture that there was a woman selling farm fresh eggs out of the back of her van on the corner, right? And she said she's there every day, so I've been holding off to buy more eggs until I run into her, and it's been a month. And so I just won't buy eggs at the grocery store because I know these are available, but I don't go buy those either, so I just haven't had any eggs.
Yeah, you know, it probably happened to her. She was scooped up by ice.
I hope not. Yeah, because those are great eggs. I like to leave some hard-boiled in the fridge that I
was just going to say, you seem like a hard-boiled egg guy,
and then
he?
I use the slicer thing, you know, like the mandolin.
Well,
not the mandolin, slices. But it's like it looks like a harp more.
Yeah.
It slices them up, and I put those in my salad. for breakfast.
I like eggs. I've never had a hard boiled egg. I've avoided them. They look disgusting to me. The whole thing looks disgusting to me.
Oh, you gotta rip that Band-Aid off.
I found out from the missus, Americans don't do soldiers and eggs, do you?
Who what?
Soldiers and eggs.
What's that, a soldier?
Eggy soldiers. So you
tell me more.
say it a different way.
You soft boil the egg, it's still semi runny. Yeah. The yolk definitely is. Then you get toast and you cut it into strips, knock the top off the egg in your little egg cup, and then you dip your dip your pieces of toast. That's what kids have all the time in England.
Oh.
Did you ever make
sounds like a breakfast stick.
Like a bird in the nest, I think they call it, or something like that.
I've heard of that.
You cut the hole out of the center of a piece of toast and you put it in the pan and
gypsy bread.
And you drop the
No.
We don't say that over here in the States. We're a little more refined.
You're gonna have to edit that out.
Yeah. Put a bleep over the top of it. Or replace it with a different word. Overdub it with you saying
something. Romany eggs.
He doesn't speak for Christian and I when he talks about gypsies. All right, it's a pejorative term.
And their egg habits.
Okay, so I just want to see if you're familiar with these other deals. These are the daily deals you're going to get there today. 2 for $1 on the Pizza Puff tomorrow. Have you ever had their $5 sushi at Jewel?
No.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah. I know you're no stranger to Friday's $9.99 bucket of wings or tenders.
Actually,
a bucket of wings for $9.99?
Yeah. Sure.
See that?
You got Friday night plans now.
Man, do I?
Yeah. How about Tuesday's tender and bites? Chicken tenders or boneless bites? $5 for a pound. You like tenders?
If I normally get chicken, it's on Saturday.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that. Yep. Super sub Sunday. How about a Sunday super sub? You get a big party sub.
I am not paying for sandwiches.
It's $5 for a ginormous sub.
It's a deal for it.
Okay, because you'll make it yourself and you'll do it better.
I'll make it.
Cheap chicken Monday.
Won't be drowning in butter for a start. Holy shit.
For what?
Who puts butter on a sub?
Nobody. Nobody puts butter on a sub.
I've never had butter
sandwich
on a sub in my life.
Huh?
Mayonnaise.
Oh, that's butter?
Well, I don't know, but whatever.
Call that vinegar.
Butter? Yeah.
It's vinegar and egg white, yeah.
Cheap chicken Monday, $5.99 each. For 8-piece fried or grilled or spicy chicken. And this is the one I've got my eye on for you, because you mentioned Saturday. You and the missus together for $6 half slab of ribs.
Oh, come on. That's awesome.
Yeah, $6. You get two slabs. You each get a slab.
Where do they sell them?
At the Jewels.
That's tough.
At the where you get all the other stuff.
You can get a whole uncooked slab of ribs at pretty much any grocery store and cook them yourself at home. And I mean, they're
not for $6.
Yeah, right.
That's a deal. They're doing all the work.
Depends how big they are.
Jewel does this insane thing with ribs more or less the whole time now. It's buy one, get two free. Have you seen that at Jewel?
Maybe there's a surplus of ribs.
Yeah.
Buy one, get two free?
That's crazy.
It's disgusting.
That's a 3 for $1.
And it's like, you know, it's the full slab, so now you've got three. Half
put two in the freezer, throw one in the oven.
Too much, Jewel.
Oh, I'm heading there right after this.
You're getting hungry again.
Yes.
Right?
Go for some ribs.
Too much.
Well, not today. Wait, you got to wait till Saturday.
Oh, damn.
All right.
Can't
well,
wait that long.
Yeah. Let's shift gears here.
Okay.
Is this the pre? We're still on pre-review agenda.
Pre-review? What do you mean? Before what?
You always have an agenda.
I don't have an agenda. I have some talking points. Do you have anything on your agenda? Let me get out of the way here for you guys. No. I don't want to steamroll the program, but if I don't, you'll say it's dead air and we'll just sit here in silence.
I'm just checking. Where are we in the pre-review agenda?
We're about a quarter of a way there.
Because I'm looking at the time.
Oh, yeah, the time. We've been at it for about 10 minutes, maybe 8 minutes. Have you listened to our latest episode from last week
that
you released?
Yes.
You didn't listen to it, but you edited it. Yeah. You had to have listened
to it. When I edit it, I just literally trim the ends off.
Yeah.
If you've said anything offensive, I have to go find that, get rid of that.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's it. Job done.
Yeah.
I'm in and out 5 minutes.
Yeah. So if you'll remember if I said something offensive, you'll mark that down and go in there and take it out. Yeah.
Normally you'll tell me, can you pull that out?
Yeah. Well, I was driving home Wednesday night from my son's basketball game, and I started getting these texts. I'm in a group chat with another listener. What are you looking at? Keep your eyes off my
paper. Your agenda.
Keep your eyes off my paper.
Don't keep your agenda hidden.
Yeah, I do. I've got a hidden agenda, always. And this text started flying and driving. Kate, because I'm on a group text with some other listeners. Have you listened to this week's pod? No, why? Well. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, what are you saying here? He's like, Bill, anything you want to get in front of here?
Who's trying to throw you under the bus like this?
One of our listeners. I know. And he knows who he is. He's out there and he's listening.
Jeez.
I haven't brought this up with him though. All right. I've kept this.
Are they a friend of yours?
I thought.
It doesn't sound like it.
Right? Bill, anything you want to get in front of? I go, what are you talking about? Right? What do you mean? I knew it was the best-selling episode, but I was like, what? And I'm racking my brain. Like, what did I say on that show? I pulled the car over, right?
Yeah.
At a gas station to respond to some of these texts. And my wife goes radio silent, right? Not responding.
Podcast silent.
Yeah. She's not responding to these texts. Well, I get home and... she comes out of her work to find me there. I go, hey, honey, how are you? What's up? I'm fine. Won't even look at me or even talk to me.
Come on.
She's furious because...
I can't even think of what it could be about.
She's furious. Well, she hasn't listened to it yet. She hasn't heard it. But the series of texts, the guy says...
throwing you under
Bill,
the bus.
Yeah, Bill's being very flirty with Beth Stelling, right, during the show. And I'm like, what? He's telling my wife I'm being flirty with
this
her, and she's getting pissed.
He's got a hidden agenda.
Yeah, right? And she won't talk to me. Now we got this row.
Oh,
row?
Boy,
did you say row
on.
Or row? And I go, honey, I didn't say anything flirty. I wasn't flirty at all, right? I barely got a word in. This woman talked the entire time.
Yeah.
Right? Geary wound her up, and then she went, and then it was over. I didn't say anything, so don't listen to this guy. He's just pushing your buttons, getting you riled up. She won't talk to me or whatever. The whole night, we go to bed. Not talking. I get in bed. I go, if you do this, I'm gonna go nuts because I didn't do anything. You're believing this guy saying I'm flirting with this woman. I'm not flirting with this woman.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm sitting there laying in bed thinking, did I say something? What did I do? Well, go to work, get up the next day. She's still not talking to me. We go through the morning routine with the kids, not talking to me. We're not talking to each other. I go off to work. I'm on the bus. I get a call from her. She'd been out walking. All right, I listened to it. You're right. You weren't being flirty, but you were trying to impress her, right? Like you wanted her to, like, know or think that you were a comedian or know something about comedy or whatever. But he was wrong to say you were flirting. You weren't flirting. I see what you were doing. You're just trying to impress her.
Did she apologize for giving you a hard time right away before?
No.
Having a reason to or not to.
So then this goes on for another. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, fine. I go, I know I didn't. I didn't say it. I wasn't flirting with this woman. I respect you when I'm out in the world. I'm not even flirting with different women, right? So we took that call. But, you know, as the week goes on, I'm still pissed. I'm mad.
Mm.
Because she went after me before even listening. Took this other guy's word, right, that I was flirting with this woman. And she wants everything to go back to normal. But I'm having a hard time with it, right? We're watching a movie together. I'm kind of pushing her away. I don't want her leaning on me. I'm like, you know, we're not back to that. And
Has it been resolved?
It has. It took till quite a few more rows and then took to...
A breakfast.
Well, yeah, it ended in a breakfast stick on Monday. But it went for a majority of the weekend. So this man, who I'm not going to name, he knows who he is.
Is it Begain?
I'm not going to say who it is. Planted a poison pill in my relationship.
Right.
And caused
and
a huge row. And it worked. And it caused a huge row.
It's a backsplash backstab.
Wait a minute. I didn't say it was the backsplash guy. I have more friends than just him. Right? Like you and I are mates. We established that a long time ago. So anyway, yeah, God bless it all. I mean, that podcast really got me in hot water.
For no reason.
And she said, well, and before we were so sick, that day I knew something was up. You were acting all strange before you went in there to record that podcast. And I was like, I was just, you know,
what
excited.
About at the show? At the show itself, did you seem strange
at the
show?
Well, she didn't know about it. We went to the show that night.
But so you had already gone in to do the podcast, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if she noticed it then, wouldn't the magnifying glass would be even closer during the show? But nothing came up about the show, did it?
No.
Well,
what
that's
do you mean?
Odd.
Did I fuel the fire by giving you coconut-scented deodorant?
Which I'm wearing today.
He's wearing.
Yes.
He's wearing.
Yes.
Yeah. What is that scent you're wearing? You're wearing some strange new musk. It's driving me wild. I was just that day, like you. We kind of talked about this. Like I was. I don't know. I didn't think I was trying to impress her, but like, I was very excited to have someone from TV.
Yeah, it was cool.
She's on TV.
Yeah.
Right? I saw her on TV, and now she's sitting
right
next
to me. Right, I know,
exactly.
Yeah, we reviewed a whole special, and
now
she's sitting right here. I know, I agree.
And I want her to like me, you know, because she doesn't
know
me.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's human nature.
I wasn't flirting with her.
You're just a man.
So today I'm watching the... today's episode. Why you guys are, I'm watching today's episode, and she wanders into the room while I'm watching it, and she looks at the she looks up at the screen, and here's what she says. This is the woman, because she knew we were told her what we were doing. This is the woman. You're not going to be talking about sniffing her sheets. And that woman is Josie Long, whose sheets I will not want to sniff. All right, we'll get to her in a little bit, but yeah, that was a hell week for me. A hell week. And then on top of that, we get the sad news. We lost one of Chicago's own comedians.
Who?
Bang. David Bang.
Oh,
Valley Tansky.
I thought it was last week.
We didn't talk about that, did we?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so we just want to say, in memoriam. To Bang Baliutansky, one of the greats.
Dedicating this episode.
I'm dedicating this episode to Bang.
All right.
Bang Baliutansky. he was a hot comedian at one point, right? On the rise. Yeah, he's very handsome, you know, charming.
Very pithy.
He got that. Stuff. He had that glint in his eye. You know, when he's on stage, he could win a crowd over.
Not.
I don't need that 20-minute sign. I got the thing behind you.
Well, you got it wrong last time. You guessed.
Oh,
how much?
It's already been 20. Okay. Anyway. Another thing I want to say is, a couple things. Your missus is in Key West. I'll be heading down to Miami in a couple weeks, and is taking my two children down there for a few days of spring break at South Beach. And as a result, I have some tickets that I can't use, and I would love for you two to go.
To what?
I have two tickets for Friday, March 20th. Will you be here?
I believe so. Let me look at my pocket calendar.
I want you guys to go together.
Yeah.
All right. Friday, March 20th.
I'm open.
Okay. Talia Hall, Friday night, sold out show to see Neil Hamburger and Tim Heidecker do their show on cinema at the cinema. Right? It's their funny movie review show. They're taking it on the road. Greg Turkington, Turlington, and Heidecker will be at the Talia Hall. So, we'd love for you guys to use the tickets.
I'm not familiar, but I'd be thrilled.
Would you help?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll bring him as a date, and if he does, you know, if he has social anxiety disorder, like
I'll just start talking to whoever.
And bring Borky or whoever. Yeah.
Mm. Talia Hall.
Two tickets.
I've never been.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll love it.
Yeah,
you'll love it. Down in Pilsen.
Oh, you've never been to Talia
Hall? I've never been to Talia Hall. Yeah.
Jesus.
I know.
In some ways, and this is why I wanted to go, and and why I want you guys to go. It's something of an inspiration for me. It's a review show. They review films in a funny way. And so I'd love for you to take it in. I have no idea what this in-person show will be like, but those guys are great. They're great together. So, yeah.
That sounds great.
All right, good. We took care of that problem.
All right, I'll go. Thanks.
Yep. All right, that'd be great. And then lastly, I want to say I was here this week. Didn't see you. I guess you don't work here during the week. No, but I popped in on Thursday. I got an invite from my friend Christian over here. For Dueling Pianos.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And I after dinner, I shot over here, slinked in the back, and man, what a show. Have you seen this program he puts on?
I've seen it.
I don't know what you're paying him, but you need to pay him more, right?
Seen a bit of.
Yeah, this is like the most bizarre variety show you've ever seen in your life.
You've seen it back when it was just a Dueling Pianos show, Mark, but now it's a full-on variety show.
Can I take credit for that?
No. The cabaret show that I went to go see in Paris can take credit for that because I came back raving about it, and then Borky said, why don't we just do that here?
I'd like to lodge a protest.
Uh-huh. Pun intended.
I told Borky, maybe not you, but I definitively told Borky, why don't you make the Dueling Pianos more of a variety show where you're kind of the color commentator.
Well, that's exactly what we did.
She's doing it. Yeah, she's doing that. So she took that note.
Yeah, again, like, Gary, arbiter of entertainment, is frozen out.
Yeah, the Wizard of Oz, Gary. You've always been the Wizard of Oz.
I've always been frozen out of the credits.
Well, I mean.
It was awesome. You got to see it. When is it next? It's every other week?
We do it about every 3 months.
Oh, I thought it was for some reason. Oh, it's your other show that's every two weeks at Galway. Do you do the same thing in Galway?
No, that's an open jam where other musicians are welcome to come up and join if they'd like. And we never know if they're going to or not.
And play along with the song you're playing?
Yes. Yep. Oh, I've got song charts written up and everything.
I wasn't there for the entirety of the six-hour show, but did you ever have any of that during? Because I didn't see any of that where they were jamming with you.
We didn't have any amateurs come up and perform with us.
But I could do that if I wanted to.
At the Galway Open Jam, yes. It's all structured around getting people that would normally not have the courage or not have the ability to get on stage
somewhere.
I don't
have the ability.
To come up and play as loud or as quiet as they want with us, and we kind of like guide it along, you know, keep it moving, and people come up there sometimes just bang on a cowbell.
Yeah,
Bill always likes it when people who don't necessarily have the ability
get up there. Yeah,
I do.
That's your favorite thing.
I am careful to weed them out, though. A lot of times people kind of try to turn it into a karaoke.
Yeah,
you know,
try to take it over.
So that's when I'll say, "Oh, we'll get it to you later." I'm pretty good at having a sense of who should come up and who shouldn't. And if somebody comes up and they're absolutely terrible, I say, okay, we'll get you back up in a little bit. You know, we got a lot of people to get to.
Do you have any regulars like the middle-aged woman that comes in and sings I Will Survive while crying?
No, we don't have anything depressing like that.
I would come for that.
It's I have a feeling you would. We do have a regular. My friend John Becker has, except for when his daughter was born, I don't think he's missed a single one. He gets up there and plays the ukulele. And he's got a whole bunch of pedals for it to make it sound like an electric ukulele. It is an electric ukulele, and it makes different. Like, he joins in on on Creep when we do Creep by Radiohead. Or if we do Zombie, he'll with the ukulele. It's pretty funky.
Do you know Steve Gadlin?
No.
Probably not.
No.
He's sort of a famous-y local scenester. He created a fart pedal, which turns guitar...
I've heard
into
of this.
Fart.
I think we talked about this.
Yeah, maybe
either on this or just while walking around doing stuff.
You should get that for your ukulele guy.
You know what? Next birthday, that's what's happening.
All right.
We have CJ come in and play his slide whistle. Remember, he used to do that.
That's the other thing. This guy's got a brass kazoo that he'll whip out during some kazoo solos.
Nice.
We play that yakety yak, but then he does the what's the Benny Hill song? It sounds like yakety sax, right? So he'll play the yakety sax solo during yakety yak.
That's not Benny Hill though, yakety sax, is it?
It's featured in Benny Hill.
It's an artist called Boots Randolph.
Yes.
Did it.
It's nice to have a British encyclopedia set right here.
Yep.
I bet you
wanted one during Josie Long.
Yeah,
I needed a
translator here for sure. All right, well, what's on your agenda? So you have anything you want to bring up? Bones to pick? Sundry items? Any sundry items to discuss?
Not really.
No?
We covered what we eat for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. We always talk about our food.
We did. Nobody chewed on the mic.
I did at the beginning, unless I don't know if it was recorded, but I did that because we had some listener feedback telling us
somebody
we're eating
upset.
Too much.
Yeah, somebody's upset about the mouth noises on the microphone.
Well, now we're eating in the lobby. So
yeah, and then we wasted all our good material out there.
We did.
So
yeah,
we have to figure out a workaround for that.
Let's, from now on, let's just, food or no food, we just beeline it right in here, hit the mic, and we just go, right? let's just go. Now, we won't even talk to each other in the lobby. You just let me in. You just be waiting.
Silently
here.
Nod. We just say
nod it. And salute.
Yep.
And nod. Walk in.
Yep.
And
not then a
we
peep.
Get going. Save all that gold. Right. Last thing, because I'll forget, and this has nothing to do with anything, but I need these. Do you have bolt cutters? Either one of you.
Yes.
Bolt cutters. You do.
I do at home too.
I
yeah.
don't.
Will they cut a lock, like
I'm
a bike
sure
lock,
they're
like
huge.
A kryptonite lock?
Yep. I don't remember where I got them, but they're like this big.
Yeah, yeah.
And they gong.
Maybe I'll get them next week. I got two bikes in front of my house. I got no locks. I can get off.
Just text
or
me
no
Wednesday morning.
Keys.
I'll throw it in my backpack.
Sweet. That's a lot for you.
My
to
backpack.
Carry. That's a lot for you to carry. All right. Today's comedian, Josie Long. I've never heard of this.
Not
Bonnie Lass. Would you refer to her as a Bonnie Lass?
Mm-hmm.
You would. What? How do you define a Bonnie Lass versus just a lass?
What? Is, yeah. What? I guess what's Bonnie?
Bonnie, you know.
Bonnie. No, I don't.
I don't know.
Okay. You won't take that bait.
No, because I'm just going to have to edit out whatever I say anyway, and I don't want to waste my own time.
Ah, there we go.
No. Losing listeners by the minute.
Who doesn't like it? Scanlon? Where's Scanlon? Get him in here.
Yeah, where is Scanlon?
The Scan Man.
He doesn't come in on Wednesday.
He's not up yet.
Ah.
It's too early.
Yeah. Had you ever heard of this comedian Mark chose for us, Josie Long, prior
no,
to...
No, Josie Long, I had not. I thought her last name was very appropriate for it being an hour and 22 minutes, though.
Did you guys... Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, oof. But was it because it was intercut with all those ads? Did you have to sit through all the ads?
I didn't sit through any ads.
What?
Yeah, nothing at all. Oh, because I've got YouTube Premium.
Yes. Oh, you don't.
No,
you
I
wouldn't
don't.
Pay for
no,
premium.
No, I sat through ads.
You sat through all those political ads?
It really is
oh,
getting
God,
to be
that
a
sucks.
Lot of ads.
Oh, that's terrible.
And...
So how long was yours? Like 2 hours?
And it said 122.
Two and a half?
It said 122.
But after the ads?
I don't know if it's including the ads.
Mine was 122 yeah. without ads.
Then mine was 122 plus ads.
Exactly. Yeah. It's probably
it
40 minutes of ads.
Yeah.
Long.
Mm-hmm.
Half your life you sat there.
Yeah. And like if you watch, you know, if you have other service, what do you call it? Streaming mm-hmm. whatevers. They have ads, but the ads are at least somewhat thoughtfully interspersed with the program.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, I don't know if you noticed, she might be mid-bit in the middle of a sentence
oh,
and it would
God.
Just go right to the ad.
Oh, that'll ruin it.
Yeah.
And the ads were 95-97% political. Melissa Conyers Irvin talking bad about Julia Stratton and vice versa. All these, you know,
I don't
subpar
get that.
What did you get? Do you think that they're tailored for our...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, what ads did you get?
I can't vote, so I don't look at political stuff. So
I don't look at political stuff.
I just get stuff.
How do they know you can't vote?
I just say it like that.
I don't look at political stuff. Oh, that was weird. What were your ads? Are you too embarrassed to say? I mean,
no, my ads are just usual household bullshit. I don't know.
Yeah, because you're always looking up Clorox. DIY shit. Like
having been with Heather for so long, I literally hit the mute button within half a second of the ad.
I
starting,
do that too.
So I don't have a clue. What
so you don't
because
you just can't stand to hear the ad.
Yeah,
yeah. I do the same thing. I'll just hit mute,
and then you just stare at
if
it until it's done, and then hit mute.
If
again.
I have the remote and, no, and an ad starts playing,
mm-hmm.
and I let that ad run for 3 seconds, now I've got the missus glaring at me.
Because she don't like the ad.
Oh, so you're hitting mute for Heather, for Heather's sake, or for yours,
actually,
or for
now
both
come
of yours.
Think about it. She plays it through her hearing aid now, so I'm not even doing it for her. But anyway.
If you mute the TV, does it also mute the hearing aid?
No.
It doesn't mute all the outputs?
No.
But she can probably mute it, right? Just be like.
Yeah, she just clucks.
Yeah.
But anyway. Before those days, it used to be, you better be goddamn fast on that mute button, Sonny Jim, or I'm going to be glaring at you.
Wow, yeah.
Why are we listening to adverts?
Mm. Okay, well, I got almost all political ads. Not sure why. I was a political science major in college. I think they know that.
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there was one ad that was not political. Only one. And it really caught my attention because as I'm listening to the ad, what I hear is my husband used to ejaculate so prematurely, but now he's like, I got him this. And he's like, can you say ejaculate in an ad?
I guess so.
Like, I know erectile dysfunction, they've been dancing around and stuff like that, but now they're just saying ejaculate.
Yeah. Right? I don't, nothing matters.
But now there are pills for premature ejaculation. Did you know this?
Yeah, I found one behind our...
No, that's for erectile dysfunction. Yeah.
That was just a boner pill.
I don't know about pills. do you want to... I mean, it's...
You don't know about them, meaning you're wary of them, or you just not... You don't understand them.
I want to be able to piss standing up still when I'm 65.
Right.
But I don't know.
Well, I don't know, maybe this is too much information, but... been drinking more water. I got this new water bottle. You see this new water bottle?
Yeah, it looks nice.
Isn't that nice?
It says swell on the side.
Swell, and it's got faux wood, teak wood on it. And it makes me drink more water. And I'm carrying it everywhere and drinking a lot more water. And I'm getting up in the middle of the night to pee. But I've noticed that, I don't know if it's the water or what, but I'm having pee boners.
Yeah. Yeah. Happen. Yeah. Because I read this one time. Something about
they're related.
Like, something about your bladder then pushes against the prostate and it stops the blood from being able to escape.
Yeah. So prostate related. Mm. Your prostate is shrinking at an alarming rate.
Wait, I thought it's growing. Isn't it a growing prostate that makes you? It's prostate. Because I always want to say prostrate.
I thought for older men position. It was shrinking was the problem.
No, I thought it's growing. I've got a grapefruit-sized enlarged prostate.
Are what people are looking out for. No, yeah.
So I hope you're right. It is shrinking at an alarming rate.
Testosterone shrinks.
What killed Ryan Sandberg? Growth or shrinkage?
He had testicular cancer? No.
Was he?
He had a cancer.
I thought it was
maybe it's prostate cancer. Oh, we're talking about something else.
Christ
Almighty. All right. Anyway, I thought you were getting the same ads. I don't know why I would think that.
Ejaculates a lot, though.
Yeah.
Ejaculate is a lot to just kind of willy nilly throw out there on an advertisement.
Yeah. I wonder how that pill works. I mean, I don't take these pills. I don't know about these pills. But the erectile dysfunction pill will make you turgid, right?
Yeah.
And ready to perform. But it won't prevent premature ejaculation.
You can just
kind of like the old lady who swallowed the fly. You got to take this pill to get this, and then you got to take the other pill behind it so that you don't get too excited.
That's such a racket. That's such a snake oil racket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Premature ejaculation. Just control yourself.
Easier said than done, friend.
Do you put snake oil on there as well?
I'm using oil. I don't think it's snake. I was using some kind of viper
on your
for arthritis.
Your one-eyed trouser snake.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mark, I don't, you know, last week we were here and I hope you know that you're picking today.
Yes, I do.
You didn't know, right?
Until
what? Huh? And then you started fumbling around with your wallet or something. And then you came out with this Josie Long.
Yep.
Had you been thinking about choosing her for a while? Was this just the first thing that popped in your head?
It was a bit of a panic buy. I had been reading that she's very well thought of amongst comedians. She's a comedian's comedian.
Is that right?
I wanted to do more research, and I went home and I actually watched the first 5 minutes to see, what have I picked?
After you picked it? So you hadn't heard, heard of her, but you hadn't seen her either?
If you remember, too, Mark said, this is the one I'm 90% sure we're going to do, but let me review real quick. Text you and confirm.
So I go home, I watch it, I'm like, oh God, this is terrible. I watched the first 5 minutes and then I started thinking, you know what? I can play my way out of this. I'll just say I picked the wrong person,
thinking it
was someone else. Yeah. So I found a British female comedian that I really do think is good, and I was basically gonna hoodwink
you.
You were planning to lie.
Yeah, I was gonna lie to you both and say, oh no, I meant to say this one instead.
Well, who was that? Or who would have that?
Sarah Pascoe. But
those sound similar.
You can't.
No one would have seen through that.
You can't find.
I wouldn't have.
British comedians just don't put out specials.
No, why? Why is that? Stuart Lee sure does.
Stuart Lee does.
I got a thumb drive full of 20 of them at home.
And I was like, oh, okay, there's got to be a Sarah Pascoe one here that we can watch. And you cannot find hide nor hair. She has one from a few years ago called Lads, Lads, Lads. But all you can find is clips. And because it's BBC, it's behind a a myriad of protective. Yeah,
kind of like Valby. It's hard to find a Valby special.
Yeah. So in the end, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to have to brazen this out and say, yep, I absolutely meant to pick Josie Long. And let's all just sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah, listen, we don't. I like the spirit of that pick. You're picking someone you've heard of, but you don't know. You don't have to. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to win us over.
Yeah, shooting from the hip,
pick, right?
I've
we're
done
just,
it.
Let's just check it out.
Well, I mean, if we're getting into the review here, the first 5 minutes of this special are so weak. It was embarrassing to me. It's like, God, this looks embarrassing to pick this.
What about the other 118 minutes of the special? Or I'm sorry, hour and 18 minutes.
Well, here's what I'll say. This is how I'll pricey this whole thing. 5 minutes into this, I thought, my God, this is weak. How can this woman be the comedian's comedian, the one they admire? But then she suddenly got me. She, you know, one of them ones where you're like, okay, you're getting me now.
Do you know which joke it was that got you?
It wasn't. It was when she started doing the old-time Hollywood talking bit. Good. She's like, hey, yeah, you know, remember that bit?
That was pretty deep in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was fairly soon.
She does those voices a lot throughout, so I don't know. Maybe I missed one, but...
I think she does... Yeah, she does the first time pretty early, though, too.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I missed that one.
So I was like, okay, we're not... This isn't a total waste. And at this point now, I'm hooked in. She's really up the game. She's doing a lot of stuff about, you know, literature and like, really kind of amping it up. But I just kept... falling in step, and then she would do the screeching voice thing,
yeah.
And I'd fucking hate it.
That was tough.
The whole goddamn special was like a sine wave for me. Up and down, up and down.
What's a sine wave?
S-I-N. The
E?
No, the trigonometry.
Oh, okay.
Symbol.
S-I-N-E.
Oh,
peaks
it's S-I-N-E?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's short on the calculator.
Yeah. So peaks and troughs. 1 minute she would have me loving it and thinking this is amazing, and then the next minute I'll be like, oh, stop using that voice.
It's funny, I was just looking at my notes. I had started it and then I had stopped it to pick up a phone call, and I had written down, because I was worried I was going to lose my place, so I'd written down 5 minutes, and then the first thing I've written down after that is the smoking film noir bit, which is the voice. So it was at 5 minutes.
Yep.
Okay, so it was the same thing.
Yeah,
right around 5 minutes, you guys. Okay.
Well, she had already gotten me before that. The one that won me over was her comparison of war to love, being in a relationship to war. So I just have written down love to war comparison, great, off after that. Off being a good thing, like off to the races.
Off to the races, yeah. Well, first of all, let me just say, I don't know if you saw his notes on the bar earlier when you went. Before we came in,
I never peeked.
He's got very extensive notes, white line paper. Mm-hmm. Hold up the notes so he can see your drawings.
So
look at him.
So
he drew her.
Yes. So the listeners can see.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's for you. But Christian, you are really upping your game from where you would fall asleep in most of these to where you wouldn't even bother to watch them at times. Or you would lie and say you'd watched it until we asked more questions, and then you would admit that you hadn't watched
exposed.
It. To as recently as last week during Valby when you turned it off in disgust.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now here you are with very extensive notes.
1 week turnaround.
Yeah. What's going on in your life? You got a little spring in your step.
Yeah. I don't know. Spring's approaching.
It feels like it.
Did you find the stripe top distracting then?
Because I do have written down horizontal stripes.
Maybe a bad choice.
Yeah. I don't know. Seems brave.
It looks like I said to him, earlier, it looked like she was wearing like a 1920s strongman outfit. You know, the guys that would lift the weights.
Handlebar mustache
type of
shaved
thing.
Shaved head.
Yeah. Prison jumper. I don't know, something like that. Yeah. Huh. I found that to be a bit of a distraction. The dress.
It certainly set out for me. At least it set out for me to it. It made it more difficult for me to start liking her material. Just her appearance alone when she first got on stage, I immediately wanted to not like her.
Don't wash my
really?
Hair.
Yeah, well, she said, to stay so youthful looking, she stays chubby and doesn't wash her face.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Well, when she came out, I thought I really liked her appearance. Not so much the dress or anything, but she has a very sunny disposition.
You're going to get a text in the group chat now.
Yeah.
You're walking in thin ice.
You're wading back in.
Let me say to any listeners out there, that, you know, this isn't you know, veiled interest in this person sexually. So I very much liked her when she came out. Who did she remind you of, just physically? Not her body necessarily, but her face. Who does she favor, as they say?
John Candy.
Half of the women I grew up with in England.
Stop. Really?
Yeah.
This is an average lass over there?
She's a rosy-cheeked English rose.
English rose. I don't know what that means, but okay. So, she's your average English lass. No other celebrity that she favors to you.
Right,
I'm always doing this to see, because someone always strikes me as somebody else.
Who is it for you?
She, to me, is the British Lena Dunham.
I don't know who that is.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, she was fashionable 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, I don't know who she is now. She did Girls, the show Girls. She got Adam Driver, HBO show. She's very sexual and gets naked all the time in these shows, despite her non-traditional
beauty.
Yeah, her non-traditional beauty. She's chubby.
She was the object of ire for every incel male comedian for about 3 years.
Why?
People keep saying incel. What does that mean?
Just because she was successful and I don't know what. I never saw her.
Why
so
would
I'm
an incel know it? Incel means involuntarily non-celibate. Meaning guys who
involuntarily celibate.
I'm sorry, yes. Involuntarily celibate. Meaning they can't get girls make love to them.
Because of your right-wing views.
So why would an incel not like Lena Dunham? Because she would make love to them.
No, a lot of the male comedians, Lena Dunham, she's a load of shit.
Yeah, well, I thought so too, right? I think she's a load of shit.
Oh, so you're an incel right-wing comedian.
No, I'm very...
You're very cell.
Yeah. No, I'm not cell. I'm
you're very
non-cell. Yeah. They call me the breakfast stick. Around Roscoe Village. Hey, there goes the breakfast stick. Okay, so you didn't think she looked like Lena Dunham. You know who she looks like. Do you think she looks like Lena Dunham?
I mean, I vaguely recall Lena Dunham's look.
Okay, look it up later. I thought it was... You know, I was just looking at the first. I didn't know where this was taking place. So, London Soho Theater in London.
Soho Theater, interestingly enough, very much.
You performed
the
there back in the day. You cut your teeth.
Inspiration for this place.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
No shit. Really? Well, how so? Because it doesn't really look stage-wise like their stage, but
it's like this place, a sort of maze of little.
Oh, it's a similar. I think. Were you telling me about that last
week?
Yeah.
I went to see a guy called Simon Monnery there when we did the tour, and I took Cameron Esposito and I went to see it. I went in the place, and there's, you know, queues for little theaters, and I thought, ooh, this is how you do it.
Labyrinthine.
Yeah. But, you know, little theaters, not the big, you know, enormo dome.
Yeah, not one big theater, but
and a lot of development, a lot of chance taking going on. Yeah. You know, I was like, this is how you do it.
You ever take any of these the cast members on a tour?
Well, I did two
tours.
When's
the last tour you did?
Years ago. I just gave up.
You're not doing that anymore?
No.
Foot the bill to bring them over there?
Yeah.
What up?
Little side note, as I'm looking at your socks over here, I forgot to mention, I wore the old style socks that you had given
me. Oh, you did?
To a wedding on Saturday.
Oh, those are nice. They're like almost a dress sock.
Yeah.
Thin, right?
Yeah, they're perfect because if you just show the bottom of the ankle, it's just a few like brightly colored stripes going by. But if you really want to show them what it's all about, you cross your legs and all of a sudden your pant leg comes up a little bit. And people say, this guy likes to party.
That's right. Nice conversation piece. Who got married?
A couple of Borky's friends.
Mm. Fun?
Downtown. Yeah, it was a great wedding.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Get loaded up?
Oh,
get all loaded up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Nice. Nice. No, but I thought like it was, if I was in the audience at this show for Josie Long, the stage is set higher, right, than your stage, or it's a high set stage, right, and they're kind of low, like looking up at her, and she's in this dress, right, that's, you know, at her thigh, and I'm thinking like, if I'm sitting in that front row, I can see right up her skirt.
That crossed my mind too.
Right? Oh, like, God. I'm getting a visual there. Mm-hmm. So I would not be able to be like, I'd be like the whole time, not because I'm pig, but like, okay, like, I'm
trying. Yeah, right, not because you're trying to.
Yeah, no, I'm looking up her skirt. Or if I just go like that, I can see up her skirt.
I think, yeah, now you think of it, it was kind of like a high cabaret stage. Was,
yeah, and the front row was sat right up against it.
Yeah.
You know, so they're looking straight up at her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why have, in all your shows, you know, going from the Red Line to the Old Lodge to this lodge, you do a low stage, you know, like a 2-inch stage.
Socialism.
Why? Huh?
Socialism.
What does that have to do with it? Keep them low?
Yeah.
You don't want to go too much higher than the audience to keep everybody on the same level?
Yeah.
That's a concerted decision?
And the fact that I've always had to make my own stage.
Yeah, it costs too much money for the wood. Save on the wood.
And also just move them around easier. Yeah.
It would be funny to have a giant stage in there.
I don't think I've ever had a permanent stage.
Yeah.
Ever. Literally
built into the ground.
Yeah. That would freak. Right. It would phase me.
There's probably some psychoanalysys behind that.
Yeah. If I can't walk, it's because I'm from a broken home. So I have to always know I can walk away.
And leave yeah. Grab your stage and leave because you're not going to be here very long. Yeah. I'm sure there's something to that. All right. Well, I don't know. I mean, you want to get into these bits?
Yeah.
You talked about the war bit. You talked about her voice. She's very manic-y, right? To me, it's like, which I think I remember you saying you didn't like.
All right. So I want to know from you guys, how long did it take you to work out what a love bite is? Translate it.
Oh, I knew English. immediately.
It took me no time at all. It's a hickey.
Really?
As soon as she said it.
It's a hickey, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, my children come home with love bites. And so it's almost like a thing these days with the youth. When we were kids, nobody walked around with hickeys.
Oh, no,
right?
Yeah.
It was like, come on.
It was kind of now it's a low class thing.
Yeah, it's low class. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was embarrassing if you showed up at school with a love bite.
Yeah. But
I always remember the young lass on the counter at Windsor Street Video Rental. Just had love bites, just all up her neck.
This is the second time she's come up.
Yeah. Just all up her neck.
The same one? Yeah. When did it come up before?
I don't remember, but I know the story. I remember
where she
worked.
He thinks about it a lot.
Yeah.
She was the one that let us rent a porno.
Yeah, that's why it came up.
Oh, yeah.
And you know why we went to her. She's just her neck looked like a leopard almost.
Yeah. That,
of hickeys?
Yeah.
That stands out. That's indelible.
You're not going to forget
that. That's something you don't forget, yeah.
Burned in your brain.
I remember the first time I saw Grease, and they kept going a hickey, and we're all sitting
a hickey
there.
From Kinnicky.
What the fuck is a hickey?
Hickey. So you call them love bites?
Yeah.
You've always known that term.
Yeah.
Okay. At first it was hard for me to attune my ear to British talk. There's a lot of British talk in this program, right? But being around you as much as I am now, my ear's pretty tuned, so I can jump right in and understand pretty much everything. But I don't understand every one that she references. Mm-hmm. For instance, who is Joanna Newsom?
She's actually an American musician.
Oh, I know her. That's who she's talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was somebody else, but I didn't get that. Who's Nigel Farage?
He's this right-wing twat, shall we say. He's like a far right-wing idiot.
He doesn't like foreigners, does he?
He doesn't like foreigners.
Yeah,
he's
grasped that.
Yep.
Okay, those are the only ones I didn't know.
I felt like there might be more.
There might have, but there were a whole bunch.
I was really kind of disappointed that you got love bite straight away.
Oh,
I really thought
that was an easy one.
That was easy.
Yeah.
I do have written down around like 24 minutes starting to not understand what she's on about.
What though?
She just had a whole string of references that I wasn't familiar with. So, you know, you just kind of waited out.
Oxford is a big university.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, thanks.
I've heard of it. She went there. She must be pretty bright.
Yeah, that surprised me. That came out of left field as American.
She seems bright right away.
You know. You could tell, obviously, with all the literary references and stuff. But to actually go to Oxford, you've really got to be smart. I mean, not just, that person's smart. You got to be top 5 people in your school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it's like Harvard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I find it interesting that, you both have spoken about how she grabbed you and at a certain point won you guys over. You've not asked me how I feel about
Bill.
I'm
this
waiting
love.
For it.
How do
Are
you?
You're
feel?
Waiting for it.
Did she at any point, Bill? Did Josie grab you?
No. Like when she comes out, I want to like her. I like her. I seem to like her personality. I think she's going to be good. But very quickly, that quite the opposite of you. Very quickly, I'm not won over, but I'm very much put off. And I'll just read some of the things that I wrote down in my notes here. How the fuck can you like this gal? That was directed towards you. I was going to ask you that. This is like watching Mr. Bean.
Who never talks.
Whatever. It's that bad. This is why America hates Britain. I like the ads better than the show.
Because
so I was
American.
Starting to like... I was tuning in more to the political
ads. Because they were talking
about ejaculation. Well, that one particularly really got me. But yeah, that was a spicy ad. Thinking about hanging myself.
Jesus.
I could murder her.
Wow. God damn.
A lot of slap heads in the audience. You know some of the slap heads?
I was looking. I only counted two guys in the audience, and I'm pretty sure they both
As I'm sitting there, I'm like, this has to be all women, because who the fuck wants to listen? Like,
I thought it was kind of funny. It's like the opposite of Shane Gillis. Remember when he was like, if you're a woman here at my show, you got dragged here. That's what I was thinking about the guys at her show.
The slap heads that got dragged. Right, the poor slap heads that had to sit through this hour and 20 minutes of shite. I even thought by the end that all of these people had had enough. Like, I felt like it was canned laughter. I'm always looking at that, and it didn't seem to match the audience. Like, about you're hearing this uproarious laughter, and then you're seeing like people like this. I feel like that's canned or piped in, or not piped in the show, but like piped in the
I was paying attention. I noticed even towards the end, like the women in the front, they were still clapping and laughing.
God, it was all about her. Fucking relationships that didn't work out, or whatever. There was nothing else.
Yeah,
nothing. She references some literature, like you said, like you know she's well read or whatever. But like it, all roads lead back to why it didn't work out with her and the last guy or some other guy. It's like, good God. Oh.
I like that she was showing some vulnerability through it, though, and it's very relatable to anybody, you know, and in the way that she would settle everything by the end.
Maybe that's part of the disconnect.
A little
for me,
misdirection, and then all of a sudden it was just that she's like, "Oh, I don't know, I fucked it up."
Oh, God, how many times
you think there's
going to
be
the same
a big
thing?
Answer?
Yeah, I was so bored.
What about the fact that she called her mother a nihilist? Can you at least
connect
there?
No, because I'm not.
Can
a
you
nihilist.
At least connect to that?
No, I'm not a nihilist. I was reading something about a nihilist. Like they're saying like Trump is a nihilist. I'm like, those fuckers always say I'm a nihilist. I'm not a nihilist.
Nihilist.
I'm not.
Classic.
No, I'm not. Maybe in 2000 I was.
You're as nihilist as Josie Long's mother is.
All right.
She did go after her mum.
Yeah, she did.
And I don't normally like people who whinge about their parents. I'm not keen on that. But how she went after... one line she said like something... She was talking about a poet called What's his name?
Raymond Carver. He's an American writer.
Raymond Carver. I actually went and bought a book by him off of eBay after this special.
You did?
I was like, I've got to know. I've got to read.
Because you
Raymond
talked about
Carver.
Like his sadness. You really want to relate to that?
I'll
put together a reading list for you.
I've read a lot of stuff. I've read like John Cheever and Steinbeck.
How about Updike? You ever read any Updike?
I've got. He's in the queue. He's
very
in the
dirty.
Queue, but I've never got
I
to
got
him.
Them all. I'll give them to you.
When she took the one line that really got me was she's like, "Yeah, he exists in a tragic universe, and I had parents
really
who
related.
Created the tragic universe." I can't remember. That was a great line.
Yeah. All right. Well, I was so bored during this. Like, I thought about turning it off, but I was like, "No, I'm not going to be like Christian. I'm going to fucking watch this all the way through. We're required to do it." And I sat through it all, but I wasn't really paying attention after, you know, like 30 minutes. So I sat through an hour of not really paying attention. But
the boner ads.
Yeah, and then I'd perk up.
Just enough to form a solid opinion.
Yes, just enough to trash it.
Right.
And But I found myself on my phone going, you know, like you have all these apps in your phone. I was just opening apps in my phone that I was like, oh, I still have this app. I wonder what, like, what it even is anymore. I'll just look, open that. Like, I couldn't have been more bored. Nothing could have made me more bored.
Because the problems of women have literally no interest to you, is what I'm hearing.
No, see, my wife also said, like, Mark, or they're going to say that, you don't find females funny, and we just know that's not true, right? Because I find Beth Stelling one of the best comedians I've ever seen, right? And I don't want to get into that, but right? Yeah, I
the keys to my motor.
Oh, the keys God, to my motor. That dry erase board. Yeah. You know what really pissed me off? That she looked like she did it with tape. She put like a JL on the back of it, like Chappelle, like a logo, like. You see on the back of that board, yeah. It had JL.
Yeah.
Like it was her
logo. That
was
just
logo.
Scrawled on there. It wasn't
no,
a logo.
It was, like, made to be a logo, but it looked like it was made out of tape.
Fucking logo. It was a taped logo. It was logo. Just written.
I just figured that was so she didn't lose it.
I don't know why she needed the board, though.
Yes.
Yeah. She only had three things on there, and they were easy to remember. It was like, what was it? Fat Ginger Viking. The thing about the harpist. What did you just say? A name?
The harpist.
Joanna Newsom.
Oh yeah.
And she's then it just said muscles at the bottom.
Yeah,
muscles.
She likes muscle. Yeah, she's stupid.
I think maybe remembering the first two are so difficult. The third one maybe got away from her. She's like, what was that third thing? What was that? I need something I'll call a chart, but turns out to be a list.
Yeah. Did you look up a picture of the guy in Orange is the New Black to just confirm who it
no.
was?
No.
No. All right.
Couldn't have cared less.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. So, I mean, you said you liked her. I really...
I was the opposite of you, Bill. The more I watched, the more I liked her. And I actually started finding her attractive about 20 minutes
really?
In.
Really? Yeah. You're warming to her in many ways.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she got me.
Only because she'd said... She liked gingers.
Oh, that's why.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's the line. That. I was like, oh, I think I got a shot.
Yes. Oh, God. I don't know how you could have enjoyed this. I really don't. And I was in a great mood. So
I've got written
I didn't go in like,
after I didn't understand what she was talking about for a little while because I just didn't understand the references. And, you know, with the accent,
it's
going a little fast. And so I was just waiting it out. After the relationship stuff, I was back in. I thought she had some good jokes about it. The fast walking bit. I also love trying to beat people that are walking faster than me, you know? So maybe I could just identify with this woman so much. Wearing the bridesmaid's dress to the wedding and she's not a bridesmaid, just said, fuck it. That got a laugh out of me.
Went in Rome.
Impatient toast joke when she said that she's so impatient that she'll start eating the toast while she's buttering it.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got something written down here too. Did she have a microphone on her chest as well as the one she was holding in her hand? Did you notice that she would, every time towards the end, she would pat her chest and it would thump like she was patting a mic. And so I'm looking, there's no mic hanging there, you know, like a newscaster mic, you know, that you put on your lapel. There's nothing there, but it could be hidden under her shirt. And then I noticed over her left shoulder, there looked to be a wire that had started creeping up. Because, you know, she was wearing that low, not low cut, but just like wide cut.
Yeah,
top
night, yeah.
And I think she was wearing a microphone under her shirt in addition to the one she was holding
notice.
In her hand.
I didn't notice.
Could have been, I suppose.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting.
The ending, let's just talk quick about the ending, get to the reviews.
My new boyfriend won't eat eggs and he's totally unbrunchable.
Yeah. Won't eat eggs and something else too. It doesn't drink tea or coffee.
Yeah.
Unbrunchable.
The jokes aren't necessarily bad, but at this point, like her bubbling around the stage for an hour, it's like, how can you fucking care what she says?
I think that's why I liked what she was saying. I liked her bubbliness. You put it perfectly.
It was very bubbly, effervescent.
Yeah, and she just kept switching the little characters. You know, kept contorting her face a little bit. You know, doing the every time she broke into the film noir thing. Like,
I hated that the most.
I loved it.
But the ending, whose ending did her ending remind you of? What did you pick up on that?
No.
What, like a Sandler-esque type one.
No, she tells a story about the guy, right, that played bike polo, and then she says, oh, that's all bullshit. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I like that part. But is it somebody that we've reviewed?
Mm-hmm. Somebody that you chose for us to review. It wasn't as elaborate as
the I was going to say Birbiglia at first, but I don't remember him doing any sort of misdirection.
He didn't pull
like
the
that.
Rug, but Randy Feldface tells that story, and then he pulls the rug, right? But he's like, none of that happened.
Yeah,
that
right.
was all bullshit. I just
right,
wanted
right,
you to,
right.
you know. Yeah, she did a Feldface. But then I thought, like, as she tells that story, and then she's like, so that's it. That's my time. It was like
it was
an open
very
mic.
Anticlimactic.
It's like, I guess that's my time.
But I thought
like looking around for the host to
I
come up and like
I thought that might be a British
saber.
Thing. Because then people were clapping and I was waiting to see, are they going to stand
Dud.
Up? Because, you know, she does even reference earlier on something about living in London and somebody saying, well, that's life. Get on with it. You know, like, you know, there's no. Oh, I think somebody responds positively to her for something she said about something rough in her life. And she's like, wow, you don't get that around here. Normally they tell you to suck it up and move on.
Yeah.
So I was interested to see how this was going to end, you know, if people were actually going to stand up, which they did not.
No, because it was a dud. Like she put these people to sleep and it was a dud ending.
Maybe you like, think they would stand up and start leaving then.
Yeah.
Well, they were
just waking up.
Quicker way to get to the door.
No, it was a dud. All right. What do we, what you choose today, how we're rating this?
Hmm.
Like, what would you, how many what's? How many,
how many
slices of ham?
Cheeseburgers.
How many
love bites?
Cheeseburgers at McDonald's.
See, I like that.
I
she kept going back to that character, too. I thought it was hilarious.
I missed my flight. One cheeseburger. Cheeseburgers. Slices of ham.
What about the bit where she goes to the someone who has a TV and she's like, please turn it on.
That's terrible.
Please turn it on.
Yeah.
Make them do cooking.
Yeah.
<It's> Fuck, I feel like I don't get it. Like I feel like, yeah, I don't get it. Like, what am I missing? This was
well,
awful.
Well, it's two things you don't like.
Okay.
Foreign people and
that's
women.
True. That is true. I am a xenophobe.
Foreign
especially
people and
especially British.
Women.
I do not like British people. Right.
Yeah.
And I do not. I do like women, a lot. I work with all women. My wife's a woman. I like women a lot. Beth Stelling's great.
Just not with a microphone in front of them.
No, Beth Stelling.
That's
what great.
That's how you like it. Just not with a mic.
No. No, I like a lot of female comedians. I don't get it.
I think you probably liked this all the way up. Till she went after nihilism.
Nope.
And then you were like, nope, too far.
Nope. Nope. I didn't. I was gone. I was checked out. I was into the apps by then.
What about
love bites?
Stripes on a t-shirt. No?
That's good.
How many stripes on
how many love? Okay, how many love bites?
Love bites.
So
how many pretzel bites?
Well, how we're going to do it, though, is not number of. We're going to start at the clavicle. And then and if it's really good, you end at the jawbone, right?
Okay.
So how far up your neck are you love biting?
I'll let you handle that, but I'll go ahead. How many?
Well, what are we doing? Inches? Like, what do you mean?
Well, think about your neck.
How many inches of love bite you're giving this one?
Let's say
seven inches being the max.
No numbers.
What are you talking about?
But there has to be a maximum. In order to grade it, there has to be out of what?
Right, so baseline is your clavicle.
Yeah.
You just didn't get past your collarbone.
Right, right.
Top line is your ear. Right?
I understand.
You got all the way to the ear, right? Maybe you just got above the neckline of your shirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe you just got to the tattoo.
I'll go. Oh, are we going in order? Right, you're gonna go last, right, Mark? Because it was your pick. Okay, yeah, I'll go. I'll go. Not quite as high as my ear. Just below my jawbone, where the scruff of my beard starts.
Adam's apple.
Okay, no, that's the front of my.
No, but I'm saying if you.
Oh,
if
I
run
no
it
a little
around.
Higher than that, a little higher, like halfway between Adam's apple
this
and
is dead air.
And jawbone.
All right. Dead air. I understand what you're saying, mm-hmm. and I approve.
I don't understand what you're saying. Translate that for me, Christian. That would be how many out of four love bites?
Look,
just
like,
so
here,
I can.
Like, it's like
that's
that.
A three out of four love bites.
I think that's a fair number.
Fair number. Okay. Well, let me. I got something in my bag here.
Oh boy!
if you give you bet you give me a certificate, you can F
oh
right off.
Oh my God!
I will not accept.
Here it is. Homemade. I don't have a printer. My printer's on the fritz. I don't have ink.
Oh God.
I made a certificate says this.
Bullshit.
I can't read it from behind.
That is great.
This here awards an honorable certificate. I try to remember the one Christian gave me. To Mark Geary for the biggest comedy piece of shit recommendation of all times for Josie Long, Kara Josephine. I've signed it, and I've put a space here for Christian to sign, which I don't think he's going
to
sign.
I'm not going to
sign it. And so there you go, sir. Congratulations. Right. You've introduced me to the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen. And furthermore, you've sullied my opinion of the great Stuart Lee, because I had to go and learn a little bit more about her. And apparently she would go around with Stuart Lee, opening for Stuart Lee. How the hell he would let her open for him, I can't understand. And so now I've taken Stuart Lee down a notch.
Stuart Lee doesn't have openers, so I think that's
well, it's in
specious.
The Wikipedia.
Specious.
I read it. You read it yourself. Biggest piece of shit of all times. Go ahead. Give you a review.
I'm going to go... Well, like I say, I'm going to go Love Bite-wise. I'm going to go just kind of where your stubble starts.
Oh, that's exactly what I said. Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of there. It's just had me on a roller coaster journey, this did. From love, hate, love, hate, love, which I guess is in keeping with the theme.
Yeah,
maybe it's
true.
Maybe it's deliberate.
Love, hate.
Josie Long is all time talking about the duality of love and hate for her parents, for men she's had relationships with. Maybe it's the smartest, cleverest, structured.
That might be in this
special we've ever witnessed.
You might be right. That might be it in this, and that's why I said like I don't get it. Like she's a smart person, right? Oxford educated. You two higher IQs than me. Maybe I'm too dumb to really even understand what's good about this, right? I'm a troglodyte.
No, I think you're just turned off by the person.
No,
I didn't. It's the game. No,
don't put words in my mouth.
It's the player, sir. Not the game.
I don't know. Piece of shit. All right.
Don't listen to him, listeners. Josie Long, Kara Josephine.
Yeah. Get ready for a lot of
political
ads.
Free on YouTube.
Yeah, free, all right. No one's going to pay for this shite.
And if you don't like the special, you'll at least be educated on boner pills by the end of it.
Well, it depends on your algorithm. Christian.
Yes.
Who are we looking at next? Hopefully something better than this.
Okay.
God help me.
Well, I'll tell you, it's
nothing on YouTube.
It certainly will be shorter, and it is on YouTube.
Oh, it's got to be bad, probably.
We are going to review a classic. We are going to review Mitch Hedberg's Comedy Central Presents.
Okay.
But
okay.
Additionally, an optional homework assignment after watching the 22-minute Comedy Central Presents episode.
It's only 22 minutes?
It's only 22 minutes.
That.
Since it is so short, I implore you to then type into YouTube Mitch Hedberg's early material and watch some of his stuff from the 90s as he develops the character that he eventually becomes in this special.
Okay.
It's pretty good stuff.
He started off as a juggler, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Like Andy Martello eating fire and whatnot?
Yeah.
I'm Hedberg excited for that. Out. It's been a long time since I've seen Hedberg. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
22 minutes, but 718 jokes crammed into them.
Yeah, there'll be a lot. I don't know how I'm going to
718
that,
commercials
but.
In the 22 minutes.
Yeah.
This is one I can watch on the toilet the entirety of.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, love it. Fit that one in, no problem. All right. Looking forward to that. See you all next week.
Mm-hmm.
Takashi.